Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into our program, Do You Really Know Your Bible, with Apostle Dr. C. Interell, Presiding General Overseer of Apostolic Truth Ministries Worldwide. Shall we pray? Eternal Father, we pray your blessings, bless each and every one that hears it, have you win everything now, Yahweh Hosea's name, we pray, hallelujah. This is part two of The Heart. We will be reading Psalms 10. Why standest thou afar off, Lord Yahweh? Why hidest thou thyself in time to trouble the wicked in his pride, persecute the poor? Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesses the covetous whom Yahweh abhors. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after the eternal. The eternal is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight, and for all his enemies he puffed up him. He saith in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in the adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is the mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. The secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches and humbles himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, the eternal hath forgotten. He layeth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Yahweh, O eternal. Lift up thine hands, forget not the humble. Wherefore does the wicked condemn the eternal? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite. He requited that thy hands, the poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arms of the wicked, and the evil man seeketh out his wickedness till thou find none. Yahweh is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished in his land. Yahweh has heard the desires of the humble. Thou wilt prepare his hearts. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless, the oppressed, and the man of earth may no more oppress. Psalms 31:24. We have good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in Yahweh. What did the Eternal in David's heart? Psalms 4:7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than the time that the corn and the wine increase. Besides binding up their wounds, what else does Yahweh do for his people? Psalms 147:1-3. Praise ye Yahweh, for it is good to sing praises unto our Eternal. For it is pleasant and praise is comely. Yahweh does not build up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcast of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Instead of sacrifice, what does Yahweh desire? Psalms 51:16-17. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delights not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of the eternal are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O eternal, thou wilt not despise. Psalms 34:18. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Does the counsel of Yahweh and the thoughts of his heart change? Psalms 33:11-21-22. The counsel of Yahweh standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his pure name. Let thy mercy, O Yahweh, be upon us according as we have hoped. When David cried out to Yahweh, what did he ask concerning his heart? Psalms 141:1-4. Almighty, I cry unto thee. Thou make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Yahweh, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to an evil thing, to practice wicked works with men, but to that work iniquity, and let me not eat of the dainties. If we are upright, what will happen? Psalms 36:10. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright heart. What example does David give when praising the Almighty? Psalms 138:1-2. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the deities will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards thy pure temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Psalms 11:1. In Yahweh put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Where does David say the eternal law was located? Psalms 40:7-10. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my eternal. Yea, the law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Yahweh. Thou knowest, I have not hidden thy righteousness within mine heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. How did Samuel refer to David? 1 Samuel 13:13-14. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of Yahweh, thy eternal, which he commanded thee. For now would Yahweh have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart, and Yahweh has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Yahweh commanded thee. Psalms 89:20. I have found David, my servant, with righteous oil have I anointed him. Of what are we warned? Jeremiah 17:9-10. Say thou, I have said, the sovereign Yahweh shall I prosper. Shall he not pull the roots thereof, and cut off the fruit thereof, that it wither, it shall wither, and all the leaves of her spring, even without great power, are many people to pluck it up by the roots thereof. Yea, behold, being planted, shall it prosper. Shall it not utterly wither when the east winds touch it? It shall wither in the furrows where it grew. Proverbs 17:3. The finding pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but Yahweh tries the heart. Yahweh knows our heart. Yahweh knows our thoughts. Yahweh knows all about us. Man may not know us very well, but Yahweh does. Yahweh knows what we're going to think today, tomorrow, next week, next year, next month. He knows. And we need to be following after Yahweh and doing what Yahweh wants us to do. Because if we're not following after Yahweh and doing what Yahweh wants us to do, our heart is not going to be right, and we are not going to be in His kingdom. We need to do what is right and not following the ways of man, following what this says, the word of Yahweh. We pray, Heavenly Father, that You will bless those that hear this word, that they will come to know Your truth and know what You have to say. This we pray in Yahweh Hosha's majestic name. Thank Yahweh. Hallelujah.